write down the wrong answers, it's time to take the exam and close the book. Just for what it's worth, NY9A.
My rule is if you're getting 85 to 90% fairly consistently, not always, but fairly consistently, go take the exam.
Well done.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about. You start to remember all the brain dead stuff. It's like not good. All right, anything else, Andre?
Nope, that was it. And thank you guys. I'll take that into advice and make sure I don't overstudy.
Yep. And last thing to remember is that Gene's hours are noon to 5, I think, 7 days a week. So give him a call in the afternoon. I think it's 7 days a week. Alrighty. With no further ado, I guess our next question, comment, let's see. Question, Jim, W-A-2-U-M-P, P-2-B-A-R.
Yeah, hi, Gordon. I'm always dealing with trying to scrunch antennas in places where there's not enough space, and my latest challenge is I have an attic above the house that I rent, and I could put antennas up in there. There's not quite enough headroom for my J-pole, and what I would have to do is to bend it in an L, if you could envision it. And what I'm wondering, if it's bent in an L, what direction would it, what directionality would it have? Would it be, would it radiate in the, towards the leg of the L? And what would the pattern be? Has anyone modeled it or anyone have any idea? Back to Nick.
So you want to take the top of the J-pole and bend it which way? Down toward the stub?
No, rather than, since there's not enough headroom to put the J-pole would be fed at the attic floor and it would go upright, but since it would hit the ceiling roof, I would have to bend it as sort of like an L, you know what I mean, where it would project out at 90 degrees.
You certainly can do that. I mean, there'll be some detuning, right? I just wouldn't bend it in the direction of the stub, just on principle.
So, what direction would... Certainly there would be some minor attenuation, but would it favor a particular direction?
Maybe. Based on how much it's bent, right? And you know, I may have spoken too soon. I mean, you might be able to bend it back on itself and even down toward the stub. Now that I think about it, there's probably no reason why not. But I think it's going to radiate in the direction of where you put that flag, if you will.
Yeah, that was my that was probably my guess too, that it would radiate towards the leg of the L.
Tell you what, before I shoot off my mouth, it's a J-pole. What is essentially a quarter wave over a half wave over a quarter wave? Is that right? So what do you really got? What's the current at that point? That's the question. So the first quarter wave. Definitely. It's going to definitely go in the direction of wherever you point that stub, because that last quarter wave, the top part of the antenna is now going to be going off in a direction.
Yeah, the J-pole, as far as I know, is a half wave antenna with a matching stub. So if it is directional to the leg of the L, I would be inclined to point that south. South is where most of the repeaters are. That's more of the urban area, and north of the is more rural, so I would be inclined to point that leg south.
Sure. Very, very good. That's exactly right. So it's going to go in the direction you bend it. Anybody else?
W2LCN timeout. W2LCN timeout.
Do we have double W2LCN here? I'll add him to the log. Alrighty. Alright, very, very good. Jim, I have no more, and I guess nobody else does either, but that's a good question.
Try the double bend, bend it by the stub and bend it by the other part, the stub being the non-radiating portion, and see how that works.
Sure can. You know, I got plenty of foot switches here, but no boom mic. I have a couple of boom mics, actually, but they're on goosenecks. So I got to figure a way to mount them up and get that squared away. It's just... Definitely overdue. Alrighty. Well, that's good. Anybody else?
Comment.
Steve. Comment.
Oh yeah, Zen2JDH. I've tried to play around with what is that stuff? It's almost like ladder line, but it's the TV stuff. And I've been able to make an antenna, and one of the things I noticed with it is if you're limited on space, I'm not sure if you could take or make two different antennas and tie them together and just have to have them horizontally instead of vertically, and maybe that way it'll give you a little bit more of a better output. I'm not sure if that'll work in your case, but I know with one of the antennas I made, it works great no matter which way I put it, vertical or horizontal. So that might be something to look into, and if you need some, just let me know. I got probably about 150 feet left over.
Well, an alternate antenna I already have a log periodic, an elk log periodic, that's rotatable here, and that works. Another antenna, an alternate to that, would be to take a three-element Yagi, point it in my favorite direction, south, and it would be horizontal. And I would have a switch and go between the vertical and the horizontal and pick off the more powerful of the two signals. However, a lot of reflection sometimes the horizontal works. That's unfortunate, I hate for
get much of the end of that, but we got most of the beginning.
JDK.
Don.
you're using this FM repeaters, this is usually a vertically polarized operation. Single sideband on 2 meters with the horizontal polarization. You're losing 20 dB if you're trying to run horizontal to a vertical. One is one way and one is the other. They got to both be the same. Most FM is, most 2 meter FM is vertical because it's geared for operating with mobiles that have vertical antennas. Single sideband is meant for people that have a tower with a big Yagi on it. Back to that, W2JK.
Yeah, I'm standing in a better part of the room here. Maybe this will be a little bit better. Occasionally, I like challenging things. Occasionally, I do operate a little bit of simplex, and Gordon can testify to that. So it might be, I may use that as an alternate antenna for simplex, and occasionally there may be a signal or two here and there where, because signals are often twisted and reflected, that might work better, but all to be experimented with.
Alrighty, anybody else? Alrighty, well, I think we're going to move to the next question, if that's okay with you, Mr. Jim.
Very good, yes, thank you.
Excellent. Randy, your ball game, W2S, you have a comment and a question, K2BAR.
Thank you, Gordon. Good evening to everyone on the net. My question was answered. I was curious about the Chestnut Ridge Repeater Association as well and couldn't find anything. So I'll await eagerly the answer on the ComTech group so that I can support this fine organization and contribute to the maintenance of the repeater that supplies us access to this net and the ability to get together so easily, for which I'm very grateful. So, Mike, just a brief comment on the continuing mesh net testing. There was a minor update issued the other day, excuse me, and I've been running it, and this is version 3.0.0, beta 1 and beta 2. There was also an update issued for Linksys, as well as the Ubiquiti stuff. So it all seems fairly stable. I'm waiting to collect some crash information if the mesh network, the OLSR software, which is the mesh control part, crashes. I've had some restarts, but no actual crashes, so I'm a little curious about that. I've been monitoring the situation every few hours. I'm running a total of 10 nodes, 4 Ubiquiti nodes of 4 different models, and 6 Linksys nodes, but I'm not throwing any traffic through, so they're just sort of idling together, and with no traffic, it looks very stable, so I'm going to try and run some traffic-generating software over the next week or two and see if that changes. But looks like good things on the horizon. WU2S back to net control.
Yeah, the other one I liked is the reset strategy. Unfortunately, I have Paul's nodes, and we don't know his password, and we have actually a problem like that with a couple of nodes from Farallon like that, too. We don't know their passwords to Linksys, but the code updates are for both Ubiquiti and for Ubiquiti and Linksys, and that's a good thing. Speaking of which, Don called me the other day. Thank you, Don, for your thoughtfulness. And said that he had acquired version 1.5 version of the WRT54G. There are no version 1.5s listed in the list. There is a version 1, but the 1.5 seems to have one redeeming feature, and it does not have a 5-volt power supply. It has a 12-volt power supply, so I'm thinking that's what the 1.5 is, but it's probably still a 1.0 platform, just with a different voltage, and maybe some other minor upgrades, but we're going to see if we can flash that over, and the price is right, so it's all good, so we're going to test that. And, Randy, do you want to issue your question as well before we move on?
No, my question was about how to support the Chestnut Ridge Repeater Association, and that's already been addressed fairly thoroughly. Thank you.
That's right. Just FYI, next Wednesday there's going to be a luncheon. If you're around, I know you tend to be, but maybe not available depending on your grandkids' schedule and other family needs, but there will be a Chestnut Ridge Radio Club luncheon, one of the wandering random luncheons that we're having. And Evan WB2EMR is now the luncheon administrator. He's the one who figures out where we're going to go. And I know I plan to attend. I don't see a reason why not. So, definitely looking forward to that. Fun and games. And what else? I guess that's about it. I guess, real quick on a break, George, are you planning to attend with your lovely wife next Wednesday?
I will ask her if she wants to go. I would love to go. And I'll have to have a confab with Howie to see if he was interested in this as well. We'll try to make up some sort of a contingency for Gordon.
Here's my next one on the list. But yeah, I mean, both things have to happen, apparently, to keep everybody happy. One is, you know, we need to, for those of us who are Barra members, and most of us are, I think, at this point, or easily could be, we need to encourage the club to support the repeaters that the club uses. And number two, we need to consider, you know, participating on this repeater more often. And a lot of us have, shall we say, camped out here for years because of the net and after the net and other times other than the net. And that's a beautiful thing. And so, you know, it's a worthy enterprise. And you know, you can only do so much. I mean, in all fairness, I'm a member of 4 different radio clubs, plus operate some broadband Amnet stuff and a repeater myself. And I can tell you there is one local repeater in particular that I'm not a member of, and I won't say it here, but it's just because there's only so much you can do, and that's a reasonable thing. But I think that the club's support for this club's repeater is, you know, in a modest way, it would be appreciated, and I don't think it's excessive. So we need to bring that up with the Cognoscenti, of which we have several here, from that club, from Barra. So I think we're good. Alrighty. Let's see what else. I think our next question comment confusion. Oh, Steve wanted to know about Joda, so let me answer that. Alright, so Jamboree on the Air, Boy Scout Jamboree on the Air, or Scouting Jamboree on the Air, which is not just Boy Scouts, it's Girl Scouts and Girl and Boy Guides worldwide. It's the World Scouting Movement's international radio event, and our boys got a thrill getting on the air. They were on 440, they were on 2 meters, they were on HF. They enjoyed listening to other, they didn't actually talk to other scouts, but they listen to other scouts talking to other scouts, which was kind of neat. They enjoyed that as well. In addition, Paul, W2APP, brought his children, and as did Kai, KB2TRW, and his son, his older son, Brian, is actually already licensed. He's a fifth grader, but he's been licensed since last year in fourth grade. And he's, KD2GUW? Did I get that right, Kai?
Yes, that is correct. KD2TRW.
Actually, it would be helpful to have an email from each one of you, because I want to send you my little
report on that. I actually sent, I put together a little blurb on Jamboree on the Air. What we didn't. Pardon me. I want to share that with you guys. So you can either call me, text me, or email me, whatever, and we can exchange information. No problem. Be happy to do that. That was great fun by all. It really was. We set up at St. John's in Bergenfield. We hung a 10-meter fan dipole off of the school that was sloping toward the rectory on the post on the rectory. Then ran the coax in through the door to the rectory porch where there's windows on three sides, a big table, and plenty of room for the group. And several of my scouts there as well, and ultimately my unit commissioner, who's not a ham, stopped by, and Bob. And two said that Kay, who's a parishioner and a local resident, popped by too, and that was pleasant, so thank you, Bob, as well. All right, did Paul, Bob, Kai, anybody want to add any more to that?
WCAPP?
Mr. Paul.
No, it was a lot of fun. I didn't actually get a chance to get my kids back on the air later on, but yeah, you had a nice setup down there. Very well done.
Yeah, thank you. Kai, how about you? All right, how about you, Bob? They were there. All right. Oh, well. Anyway, it was a lot of fun was had by all. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Gordon. Appreciate the update. And sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know if this program was on the air when I was a Boy Scout, which was a long time ago, but I sure would have enjoyed it if it was. I certainly didn't know about it then. So let's see. I guess my eligibility for scouting as a boy ran out somewhere around 1973, 74-ish.
You're a year or two older than I am. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Actually, that's not true. I think there was Jamboree on the air back then. I seem to remember thinking that we actually have celebrated the I think there was I think that they celebrated 50 years already, but I may be wrong. We'll see what happens in a moment when my very sluggish computer comes up and reminds me. I seem to remember that we've hit 50, but maybe not. Or is that next year? I know they have a really lovely patch for this year, and they usually tell you on the patch. It's the other thing that's kind of helpful. In fact, Paul and Kai, make sure that you go ahead and make the effort to order those patches. You can get them online from the scouting.org, the website there. It's pretty cool. Let's see, I don't know when the first one was, but it is what it is.
KCIR.
Thank you. Yeah, my computer's just painful, so I didn't have a web browser open, so it's like opening like 20 tabs. Good, Howie.
Whatever it's worth, I was in graduate school in the 70s, and I remember, I can't tell you what part of the 70s, because it was grad school the whole 70s, but I do remember my QSTs mentioning Jamboree on the Air. So if it was in the, you know, if my recollection is from early 70s, and I don't know what part, you know, then it probably goes back that much. I'd say it's a virtual certainty that it was mentioned in the 74-75 period, which would put me midway through the 70s. But I think it was much earlier as well. K2EIR.
The first one was in 1958, my birth year, so there you go. There's your answer. to anybody else? Alrighty, let's see what else we have in this mishmash of stuff. Anything else you want to add to that, Steve?
No, that's it, Gordon. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Very good. W2APP, Paul, you had a question and a comment. Did we get those already or not?
K2B Air, W2APP. The comment was Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. Just a quick update, I'm now the proud owner of www.alpinerepeater.com, so send me the details, I'll stick up a page and we can direct some traffic. Question was actually to Randy, WUTS. You had mentioned about mobile mount for your ICOM 7000. I just wondered if you had an update on that, because that would be something I'd be really, really interested in.
No, I don't have one. Alas, alas, I'm sure everybody would love to have one. In fact, I may be in the market for another 7,000 myself, amazingly enough, but that's all another question. We'll see. For you, let's see. So, which domain did you reserve? I'm sorry.
You said this question.
Stand by, we'll get you in a second, Matt. What was the domain?
www.alpinerepeater.com. The question was actually out to Randy. Randy had talked about creating a mobile mount for the 7000, looking at his coax reels or his antenna reels. I'm just wondering if he's actually done anything for that.
Randy? You might be away from the operating desk and elsewhere in his basement, or maybe took a powder, as they say. By the way, I'll be at the Fairlawn Club tomorrow. That's the other thing I want to mention to folks, if people are going to be gathering for fun. And, of course, next Tuesday there's Kit Night over at Westwood High School, both around 6 or 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I think, for Kit Night. And Fairlawn is more like 6, 6:30. They usually open up. So we'll see some of you there then. Let's see, who else? Do we have any more questions or comments? I don't think I missed anybody. So, anything else left in the mix? Alrighty, well, again, feel free to give me an email at w2tangotangotango@awrl.net. And, also look for the ComTech group, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, Oscar Uniform, Papa, all smushed together, ComTech group on Yahoo Groups. Love to have you join there, and you can find all the old email as well as files and other resources. So we hope you'll come aboard, and I will look for other things. Anyway. We'll figure this out in due time. Any last questions, comments, confusions before we bail for the evening?
W2AZ.
Matt, thank you very much. I almost forgot you, as you said you wanted to come in with something. I do want to also point out that if anyone is interested, our Boy Scout troop will be holding a tricky tray at St. John's, the same place where we hold our Hamfest. It'll be Saturday night. It will feature a pasta supper with salad and soda and coffee and tea and water, bottled water. So that's for free. It's part of the deal, as they say. So if you're interested, let me know and help support our Boy Scout troop. That's always kind of nice. And women like tricky trays, but a lot of the guys do too. It's kind of fun. We just kind of hang around and have a good old time, and see what prizes we all come home with, if any. Anyway, so we've got like almost 300 prizes, if I recall. So it's pretty cool. So there's 300, 200, 200 some odd, I think. I think we're in that general rule, but there are three groups below 100, 100 to 200, and above 200, and most of those are like 300 or something. So pretty cool stuff. So it's the Saturday night, so feel free if you're interested, we'll hook you up.
So, Matt, W28Z, it's your ball, G2BAR. W28Z, go ahead.
Mic here for a second. Wow, boy, Gordon, I'll tell you, you really have one full life going on there. Pretty neat. I wanted to ask you if you wouldn't mind for a moment elaborating on the modification that people are talking about for the IC-7000.
Okay, it wasn't a modification. Well, it was a modification on the harness. So what we were talking about was that we wanted a way to have a quick disconnect for the remote head, because right now the way it's set up, you have to actually use a screw to hold the thing together, and that just is inconvenient. So the whole point was to basically be able to see something pop in, and so Randy has buying some selected parts from the ICOM parts supply, and also making some of his own with his 3D printer using plastics polymers. He's done very, very well, and that's how it's done.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, yeah, okay, I could understand one looking for disconnecting the cable from the main unit itself. Of course, the other side, if that were what you were looking to do, comes out quite easy, as we owners know about. What I did for that solution, instead of building a harness or looking for a harness, when I remote it in the car, which I used to do all the time until this temporary car, is I used a modified wing nut. And I simply took a wing nut that was the right thread and length, long enough for me to add two tiny nuts to it and lock them against each other. And I took a washer and a small washer, and I used a very good vise, and I kind of tapped the correct bend into it to match the slight recess of their design where you put the screw through. So I just spin that wing nut down and on and finger tight and back off. It takes probably, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4 turns maybe. I made it long and it pops off. That's just something I did. All right, thank you for the info. And I'll turn it back to you, KB2BAR, W2NHZ.
Wow, you called me KB2EAR. Did you mean to give me Scott's call sign?
I'm sorry. Most of the time I'd say your call, but I've realized everybody is using this repeater's call sign, and obviously I got it wrong.
That was very entertaining. Do you know Scott, KB2EAR?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah. He's a good guy. He's active. We were going to talk about the All-Star Network, but we've gotten long tonight, so I'll belay that for now. Alrighty. And, Andre, I have approved you for membership in the ComTech group, so very, very good. Get you squared away there. And I have, you know, various other things here. It's a beautiful thing. Alrighty. Anybody else with questions, comments, confusions? Alright, well, thank you very much, everybody. It's been a fun evening, and I look forward to seeing some of you maybe Saturday night at the Tricky Tray. If not, we'll see you tomorrow night at the Fairlawn Club as well. And we'll all be having a grand old time over the next week or so doing real radio. get your antennas up before it becomes really nasty to do. God bless, and take care, everybody. This is KQBAR, thanking the Cessna Retreat Club for the use of the repeater, and also asking that everybody have a safe evening, and we'll see you soon. W2TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use.
Y9A from K2VIR.
After about an hour and a half, a lot of people disappear, Mr. Howie.
I was ready to go to sleep before the net. Okay, I just was going to bring him over to 5-2 for a minute, but yeah, I'm going to shut down and hop into bed. 73, good net, and we'll talk about All-Star in the future. I was going to remind you about that. Have a nice night, Gordon. God bless you. W2TTT, K2EIR, pulling the big switch.
Very good, Howie. I didn't forget. I just ran out of gas, you know, and time. It never left my view. It's just I kept looking at the list. I'm going, yeah, we're not going to bring that up. Not tonight. All right, 7-3, be well. And thanks for your commentary and help tonight. It was really good. You and George both. K2EIR, W2TTT.
Okay, good night. 73, K2EIR.
Roger. Okay, I just wanted to check my audio on the 835. I moved my antenna. I think I mentioned it to you. I'm here on the 955. The signal is a lot lower.
Well, because it is. That's fine. No worries. It's all good.
Okay, Roger. Very good, Gordon. That was all. Just to get an audio check. I'm practically in bed already.
Yeah, I'd like to go there myself. All right, 73W2TTT. Gotta go, Cindy.
Okay, Roger, Gordon. Thanks for coming back with me. Totally appreciate it. 73s. Talk to you real soon. 73s.
W2TTT. God bless.
Charlie, WA2ZZ.
Morning, Don. Boy, was that a delayed response. WA2ZOZ, N1LU.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen. So, how's everything with you?
Good. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Was working. I haven't used this in a while. I'm in my wife's car, going down to Ryder today after work. Actually, around 10:30, pick up my son and his friend and bring them back. So I put this makeshift station together in my car. I'm stopping for coffee. Give me a couple of minutes and I'll be back. WA2ZOZ N1LU Mobile.
Okay, I'll be here.
WA2ZOZ N1LU Mobile.
WA2ZOZ. What rig do you have in that car?
Well, first tell me how it sounds, then I'll tell you what rig it is.
Sounds great, nice and clear. And your signal strength just went up.
I just crossed over into New York. I'm going to be taking the Tappan Zee Bridge today. The George is a mess over there right now. It's the 605 TQ.
Now, I wonder your audio was nice and clear. And I guess you have a mag mount. So, was it after work you headed down to, what is it, Delaware?
No, Ryder. In Lawrenceville, New Jersey, down near Trenton.
Oh, okay. Very good. I got some gas. Tuesday, I got some gas at a Citgo station on the Dumont-Haworth border. $2.75 a gallon.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how, look at that, there goes a fox. It's pretty amazing how low the gas prices are going. A little nerve-wracking, although I did hear on the news it would probably stay low into the spring. So that's good to know anyway. Then God knows where it'll go when this summer rolls around.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then again, with all this damn Ebola going around. I understand the Ebola is in New York City now.
Yeah, I know it's close. I didn't know it was New York City. I for some reason, I thought it was Brooklyn. But, yeah, it's very close. And the guy that's got it, I understand, took a ride on a bus and a subway. You know what? Anybody coming from anywhere in Africa should be checked before they start mingling with the general public.
Yeah, well, you know how the Obama administration is lately. They have some kind of a cover-up excuse for everything. I had lunch with that new girl Wednesday. We went up to the fox hunt. She's pretty nice.
Oh, very good. Where'd you meet her?
She's a bartender, also in Bergenfield, close to the wagon wheel.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought the wagon wheel was the only place you went.
Well, since I'm super pissed off at Linda, well, I used to go to this other place a hell of a lot about 10 years ago. And, well, Linda really pissed me off, so I'm just going to stay away from there for a while. But I'll see Georgie now and then also. Georgie and I are keeping in touch.
82 BOR.
Hey, good morning, Rocky. How's it going?
All right, I didn't realize I wasn't on 955. I was listening on 130. Good morning, guys.
Let me see if I have it. Okay, good morning, Rocky. Yeah, you put out a call when I first got on the road, and you didn't come back, which is very unusual. So I didn't know if something was wrong or if my radio wasn't working. I've got my 605 in my wife's car. I figured I'd set that up. Haven't used it in a while. And I wanted a little bit higher power than an HD.
Yeah, I knew you were on something different just by the audio.
Yeah, I haven't used this in a while, so I figured I'd put it through its paces. So it's going into the accessory socket in the trunk. I got a real long cord, and it's sitting on the front seat. Of course, when I pick up my son, I'll have to move it somewhere else, maybe not even use it. But at least it gives me something to, you know, to talk on in the morning and on the way down there.
Yeah, very good. I was here draining the oil on a car, and I said, boy, it's awful quiet. I guess Charlie didn't get a radio in his car. Maybe he just had the handheld and was waiting till he got closer. Then I looked up, like I said, and I said, oh, God, I'm on the wrong repeater.
Yeah, I even went up to 1-3 to see if you were over there talking to somebody, but didn't hear anything. So I came back down here, and then Don came in. Over to you, Don, WA2ZOZ, N1LU Mobile.
WA2COZ. Good morning, Rocky. Yeah, I was listening for you also, and I thought something was really strange that you weren't in there. Then I thought, well, maybe you went for a coffee break early, so you didn't get in yet. And I ordered some stuff today for the bedroom. I ordered the curtains from Marburg up in Nanuet, in a place I guess it's near Boston, place called Mayfair, and I ordered a three-piece quilt set, and hell, after that, all I need is a new mattress and box spring. I'll get that in another couple of months, I guess. And, hell, I'll be all set. So, I'm starting to feel like a real human being now with a nice apartment. Let's see. Over to you, Rock.
82BOR. Very good, Don. It sounds like you possibly got that apartment all cleaned up. You plan on maybe, you know, going down the aisle again with somebody and going to have a nice clean apartment. Over to you, Charlie. Planning on meeting again.
Okay. Yeah, no, well, you know, Don might want to entertain, and he doesn't want to bring somebody over to a apartment that's in disarray, but it's nice to get new stuff once in a while. So, Rocky, real quick, I know this doesn't sound like the Kenwood, but how's it sound?
Yeah, Joe acknowledged. I think I heard you come in there. Sounds good, Charlie. I think you could maybe talk just a little softer into the mic. It's just my hearing.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can back off it a little bit. I was kind of close talking it. Wasn't sure how to use this radio because I haven't used it in a while. Programmed it real quickly, though. Put in another couple of frequencies. Microphone's not lit up, and I don't remember when I first owned this, if that was the case, or if I'm just unfortunate enough to have a mic that's not lighting up for some reason. But it's doing its job today. I got all the stuff I need to put a radio in my wife's car. I just didn't have time. Last night she was out getting her hair done, so I'll have to do that maybe over the weekend. We'll see what happens. Let's see, NY2EE, N1LU Mobile. Yeah, I thought I heard somebody too. I didn't know it was Joe, though. All right, over to you, Don.
WA2ZOZ. Yeah, it sounded like Joe. I haven't been on my 605 for so long. I don't even remember if the microphone lit up or not. Plus, I have two microphones for it. The original that Charlie put the new mic cord on it, and then I have another one, a Lenko microphone I purchased, a brand new one, and they both seem to work fine. As far as the apartment, yeah, I have a lot of time now, and if I entertain, especially the ladies, if they ever want a place to go. Or use the computer if there's something wrong with their computer, or just come up for a visit and watch the nice big screen TV at all. They can come visit me. It's always nice to have some female companionship, especially me, the age of 66, and being single. It's nice to have some feminine. company around, and the apartment's really shaping up. You guys have the pictures I took of the antenna layout, etc., for inside the apartment. So yeah, the place is really shaping up. Over to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. Just getting on the Tappan Zee Bridge now. It's a weird night. Still looks like there's a lot of cloud cover, but over toward the city, it looks like it's starting to clear a little bit. Supposed to be a nice day today, but only time will tell. The weekend looks pretty good, too. I got a lot to do today. Besides getting my son, I've got to try to squeeze in a nap because we're going out with a bunch of my wife's family that she hasn't seen. Some of the people she hasn't seen in like 40 years. So it's almost like a reunion, so I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to my favorite Italian restaurant. So that'll be exciting, as long as I can stay awake. KD2BOR at 1LU Mobile.
KD2BOR, before I forget, Steve sent me a text before I said to say hello to everybody. And he still only has HF in his house. And I'm going to jump in the mobile, go get another cup of coffee. Over to you, Don.
WA2ZOZ returning. And Y2EE, are you in there, Joe?
Connected K2UH.
Jumped into the mobile. I don't know what his hours are, but I know he used to have a lot of crazy hours. Okay, I'm gonna take a break, check something in the kitchen, and I'll be back a little later. Over to you, Charlie. WA2ZOZ.
All right, a station just checked in on Echo Link. Let's see if he's still there. K2UH, I think, N1LU.
Yeah, Steve over here, KQH. We do two other stations, KQPOR and WB2COZ. Good morning. I've expected to hear so much activity at this time in the morning. I figured let me just try it. good morning to everybody. I guess it's the Dracula net. I'm not sure who gets it in the rotation.
Yo, I believe the name is Steve. Little tough copy. The audio isn't real loud on your end. I don't know if you're whispering or what, but Yeah, this is what's referred to as the after midnight group. There's always Rocky and I on this time in the morning. And once in a while, Don will jump in, and we'll have people jump in, you know, from time to time. And during the summer, we even have band openings. We have people coming in from Cape Cod, which can be a lot of fun, too. But good to hear you in there this morning. Let's see. Rocky, are you in the car yet? KD2BOR and 1LU Mobile.
KD2BOR, just trying to find my microphone. Good morning. That gentleman just came in. I missed your name. This is Rocky, KD2BOR. I'm in the Mobile in Kearney, New Jersey.
KD2BOR. Rocky, pleasure to meet you. I'm speaking closer to the microphone. Hopefully you guys have a better copy on me. Call sign is Kilo 2 Uniform Hotel. Name is Steve. And I'm in Forest Hills, Queens. And pleasure to meet you.
Very good. Pleasure to meet you also. You got to jump in more often. I'm at the quick check. I don't know who gets it. I think the rotation I was given is to Don. Over to you, Don. Stage 2, be aware.
WA2ZOZ. Good morning. I believe it's Steve in Queens. K2UH. My name is Don. I'm in Norwood, New Jersey. Running 2.5 watts with NHT, Kenwood THF6A. I'm in an apartment, and I have a dual band mag mount sitting on top of some aluminum foil on top of a piece of furniture here in the living room. I'm going to run in the kitchen, take care of some stuff, and I'll be monitoring and possibly being back a little later. Over to you, Charlie. N1LU Mobile, WA2ZOZ.
Don, are you just talking into the radio, or are you using the speaker mic?
I'm using the speaker mic. Should I raise power here?
No, not at all. You sound great. I tell you, that THF6 is a nice radio. I'm glad I finally bought one. But no, you sound really good. Not a problem. DFQ and real good audio. All right, do what you got to do. We'll be here for a while. Check in when you're ready to get back in rotation. K2UH, this is N1LU. Over to you, Steve.
K2UH, I was just going to comment how great Don sounded. I've never heard a bad word about that radio. I was going to ask him, the mag mount on tinfoil. So I'm guessing he's using the tinfoil on the ground plane. That radio has been in production probably about 13 years now. I've never heard a bad word about it. I should probably pick up one at some point before it goes out of production.